Yeah, thanks for letting me stay here on such short notice. I wish I could say it's unbelievable for them to make a mistake like this, but I've been working for this company long enough now to know better. Wow. They did book you a double room. No, I believed you. Definitely didn't think you'd lie to share a bed with me. Oh, nothing. Nothing, didn't say a word. So, which of these beds is the one you've been sleeping in? If it's all the same to you, I think I'd rather take the one you haven't been using. Cool. Great. I'll just put my stuff down over here. And I'm gonna go put something on to sleep in. What? No, I don't sleep in my underwear. Don't be gross about this, okay? Oh, you do? Is that right? Well, not tonight, you don't. I swear to God, if you don't put on a shirt and some shorts to sleep in, I'll go find a nice cushy spot on the floor of the airport terminal to sleep on instead. You know what? I think this was a mistake. I'm just gonna grab my stuff and promise. Promise me right now that you're gonna wear a shirt and shorts to bed. Good. Thank you. All right, I'm gonna go change in the bathroom. Just let me know when you're done changing, okay? Okay, are you done? Oh, you're already in bed. What? No, I didn't think. Okay, maybe I did think you were gonna like flash me or something. Can you blame me? You haven't been the most respectful person ever during this trip. Nothing. It means nothing. Let's just go to bed. Problem? I don't have a problem, do you? You're reading too into it, dude. We're fine. Besides, after tomorrow morning, we never have to look at each other in the face again. I'm also going to be putting in my 2 weeks' notice on Monday, so it's whatever. We don't have to, like, bury the hatchet. I'm going to try and sleep now. Don't you know how to let things go? Okay, fine. I will tell you what my problem is, but if you get mad, you can only blame yourself. Don't say I didn't fucking warn you, understand? All right, here goes nothing. You are insufferable. You are egotistical, so inconsiderate, and you don't know how to let anything go. I did my best to be pleasant on this trip, but fuck, dude, you make it so hard. Even just tonight at the corporate dinner thing, you kept talking over me and practically everyone else the second you thought you had something to contribute. You need to learn that there are other people on this planet that aren't you, and you need to start respecting them. There. Are you happy now? Okay, great. Can't wait to hear this. All right. Go ahead, it's your turn. Only fair, I guess. A bitch, huh? Oh, shocked to hear a guy like you call me that. Stuck up, sure. Really covering all your bases here. Yeah, I am rude. I have to be when there are guys like you around. And no, I won't stop interrupting you. It's annoying, isn't it? Have a taste of your own medicine every once in a while. It is good for you. That one by me again. Did you just say I need to get laid? Fuck you, okay? I could say the same for you, asshole. I saw you hitting the fucking dating apps all week. It's particularly cute when you do it while people are talking to you. Okay, don't put words in my mouth like that. I did not call you ugly. I might be willing to speak my mind a touch more than your liking, but that doesn't mean I'm cruel. You are a perfectly normal-looking guy. No, I was not going to say good. Don't flatter yourself. I know that's a lot to ask of you. Even if you do pool girls, I'll bet they run out every time they see your tiny dick. Oh yeah, I'm sure you got a huge dick and you're great at eating pussy. You and every other arrogant prick on the planet. Guess what, dude? Saying that is a gigantic red flag to any girl with sense. It's never true. That's why I never swipe on guys like, oh, please. Don't pretend this is some kind of gotcha moment. I know you saw me on the dating apps this week, too. It's none of your business, but no, I didn't. Not for lack of options, though. I am just picky. You probably had more success than I did. There are tons of girls out there who like shitty attitudes like yours. Don't take it as a compliment. It fucking wasn't. Oh, well, I guess the girls in this city must have some sense if you can't get laid here. Anyway, with that common ground, I think it's time you put this conversation and ourselves to bed. What? For the sake of sleeping in a comfortable bed instead of the floor of an airport, I'm going to pretend you did not just offer to eat me out. Turn out the fucking light and go to sleep. Yeah. Good night. Hey. Nothing. I just... About your offer. I'm having trouble sleeping. No, stop. If you interrupt me one more time, we're going back to sleep. There. That's better. Just listen to me. I'm feeling a little... A little worked up right now. So I'll let you. Stop. Wait. Remember what I said? I will let you eat me out, and because I'm kind and fair, I'll suck your dick in return. That way, neither of us are left unsatisfied. But this is the catch. When we get on our separate flights tomorrow, we will never, and I mean never, speak to each other again. Not about this, and not about anything. And if I catch even a whiff of you mentioning this to anyone, I swear to you, I will spend the last 2 weeks at this job making sure the rest of your time working here is a living hell. You understand? Say it. Say you understand. There. Good. Now, come over here, I guess, and don't turn the lights on. It's bright enough in here from the window already. Here, just let me take off my... Are you not wearing any shorts? You are fucking lucky I'm horny right now. Let me take my shorts off. Yeah, right. You can barely see it. Touch my tits over my shirt a little bit first, okay? Sure. Touch myself. That's enough. I'm ready. That's it. That's nice. Yeah. Kiss the inside of my thighs. Just like that. No. Not ready to admit you're good at it yet. You haven't even started. Oh. Fuck. Oh, fuck God. Can I run my hands through your hair? That's okay? Oh, fuck it. Holy shit. No. Oh. Sorry, I'm just like that. Oh, no. Just like that. I'm sorry. I'll relax my thighs. Jesus Christ. How the fuck? Right there. Keep going. Oh God. Oh fuck. Oh fucking hell. Oh my God. Oh my God. Keep going. No. Oh my God. Oh fucking God. Oh my God. Oh fuck. You're gonna make me fucking come. You're gonna make me fucking come. Fuck. Fuck, you're gonna make me fucking come. I'm gonna fucking come. Okay. Yeah, I admit it. You're good at eating pussy. You happy? Yeah, I bet. No, I didn't forget my end of the bargain, just give me a second here. Okay. Help me up. Okay. Thanks. Come to the top of bed and take your underwear off. I still can't believe you didn't put shorts on. Okay, all right. Don't give me that look. I'm about to suck your dick, aren't I? Oh, congratulations. You're the first person to brag about and actually have a pretty big dick. Are you ready? I bet you are. Okay. I can't believe I'm about to do this. Do you think this would end up happening when I asked you to stay in your hotel room? Yeah, of course you did. God, you're so fucking arrogant. You are so lucky I'm quitting on Monday. What? No. I don't think I can take it all the way down, and no, I don't want to even fucking try. Okay. All right. Fine. It's not happening, dude. I'm just gonna keep sucking. Are you getting close? No? How? This is not the hottest thing you've ever experienced in your life. I mean, I don't know. Me? Kind of, yeah. Here. Okay, fuck it. Oh, I want you to fuck me. Yes, I said to you, I want you to fuck me. Come here. I'm gonna get on my hands and knees, and you can fuck me from behind. Aren't you gonna ask me if we should use a condom? I mean, the answer is no, but it's like good etiquette. I'm on birth control. Yeah, so just, yeah, I'm really, 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 really fucking wet. Seriously? Fine. Please? Will you please fuck me? Slowly at first, okay? Slowly. Oh, no. Oh, it's okay. I can take more. Oh. That's it. That's all of it, right? Okay, good. Good. You can start thrusting now. Oh. Faster. You can start fucking me faster. Oh, fuck. I can't believe I'm doing this. Yeah. Yeah, you like my ass. I can tell. You've been practically staring at it ever since we got here. Slap it. Slap it. Slap my ass. What? You want me to admit what? Sure. You have a big cock, and I was wrong. Is that what you want me to say? To say, you're really good at eating pussy. Yeah. Call me a slut. I'm yours. I'm your fucking slut. Just keep fucking going. Keep at me, pussy, with a big fucking cock. Oh, fuck me harder. Pull my hair. Pull my fucking hair. Yeah. Yeah. Yes, please. It's so fucking... That's so fucking good. It's fucking good. No, it's fucking good. You're just good. You're gonna fucking come? You're gonna come wherever you want. I don't care. I don't care. You wanna come beside me? You wanna come beside me? Okay. Do it again. Do it then. Come beside me. Come in my pussy. Fucking fill me up with your cum. Please. 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 Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, fuck. Fuck. Oh. Fuck. Holy shit. Holy shit. I can't believe I just let you come in me. No, we're good. I just... I really hated you and... I was so fucking hot. Oh, fuck, dude. Give me a warning before you pull that thing out. Yeah, so you're cum leaking out of me. Are you proud of yourself? You should be. The stars had to, like, fucking align to make this happen. Okay. All right, give me a second. I need to recover. I'm just gonna clean myself up in a second. Just, what's that? Tomorrow morning? No, 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 no. That was it. First and last time. Maybe tomorrow. Okay, maybe. It all depends on your behavior. Starting with your answer to the next question I ask. You gonna go get me a wet washcloth? Thanks.